Teachers and Education Workers Union TEWU has announced an indefinite withdrawal of its services. According to them, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is dragging its feet in addressing their grievances following their migration under the single spine salary structure. The strike, which began yesterday, is likely to worsen the situation on the university campuses, even with the return of UTAC. Meanwhile, FUSAC is still continuing with the strike. The chairman of the University of Ghana chapter of TEWU, Augustine Kabu, says their members have been patient enough.
TEWU is on strike since yesterday, and the issue that has led us to this strike or withdrawal of service has to do with post-migration concerns that TEWU submitted to Fair Wages and Salary Commission and our management since 4th February 20.
Now, sir, if you remember, not too long ago, that there was a national stakeholders meeting on the way forward for the single spine pay policy. Were these issues not addressed over there?
The stakeholders forum held in Ho did not get into the Pacific. The stakeholders forum concentrate on policy direction and policy issues as far as the single spine salary structure is concerned and its sustainability. For the fine details like hours like this, they did not consider them. And those are institutional specific, and we are talking about the public university concern as far as the post-migration issues are concerned.
Now, still, Ado, some recommendations were made, and why won't TEWU wait for these recommendations to be dealt with so before going on strike?
Recommendation. I just intimated to you that these concerns were sent or submitted to Fair Wages way back in February. You can see the patience TEWU has to this stage. Indeed, we have been perceived to be the most troublesome union in the various campus, but try very hard to hedge that perception. That is why we have waited all these months to this stage. At the stage we've gotten to, there's no turning back.
So what is TEWU looking out for now? What does TEWU want from government or the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission now?
We want our management and government through Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to indeed, as a matter of immediate concern, readjust the salary scale of the public university unionized staff. We are talking about moving us from level 12 to level 15 and the subsequent levels upwards. We are talking about the immediate restoration of the risk cashiers and special allowances. We are equally talking about the restoration of the annual incremental credit to all unionized staff in the public university.
Chairman of the University of Ghana chapter of TEWU, Augustine Kabu.